This is Amiga Roundtable, Episode 2, for the week of June 24th, 2007. Here comes the judge.
All right, this is Amiga Roundtable. Rich Lawrence here. Welcome back for Episode 2. First, I want to introduce my co-host, my compadre, Sean Fitzgerald.
He's hey, Rich.
Sitting there with a hangover. I can't believe you... I'm going to make fun of you even in the show. So, I can't believe you did that. Everybody's going to know you go out drinking before a show.
Well, it was, what, 12 hours ago?
Obviously, you didn't
I'm just, I have a little twingy headache. That's about it. I'll survive.
All right. I'll promise not to shout in the microphone. Also with us today is Mike Blackburn. He's the contributing editor for the new Amiga Guide magazine at AmigaGuide.net. How's it going, Mike?
It's all good. I'm here. I'm not hungover, though.
Okay. But now Amiga Guide's a brand new magazine, right? That just came out.
Yeah, we just had the first issue in English 2 months ago or something. So yeah, it's quite new.
First off, Episode 1, big hit. I was not expecting, 700 downloads. That was the last thing on my mind.
It kind of happened over time, too. It wasn't a all-at-once download. It was just, started snowballing.
Yeah, it was one of those things that I was expecting maybe, 300 or 400 downloads at the most. But when Sean came back and said that the mirror that you set up, just 200 downloads, I was like... I was blown away. So yeah,
$700. We don't get that much hits on an average article on Amiga Web even.
Let's get into it. Amiga versus Hyperion. That's the big news still. Everybody's still talking about it.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way around talking about it if you're into Amiga.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, you've got the company that supposedly holds the IPs suing the company that's contracted out to do the OS, and Amiga was looking for an injunction, and they didn't get it. They wanted to stop Hyperion from using their name, the Boing Ball, the trademarks, all that stuff, and the judge said, no, you can't do that. It's not going to cause any immediate harm if they do, and they're, it's just going to have to go to court. So,
well, their case looks kind of strong. I really thought Amiga would pull this one through.
Yeah, I thought that too. Everything that I read, I thought was leaning towards Amiga.
Yeah, so did I. It really, I thought, was looking a bit grim for Hyperion. But obviously, you read more and you hear more, and it's interesting. It's definitely very interesting. Unfortunate, but interesting.
Yeah, but I mean, from what I read that. Amiga offered Hyperion like $2 million for OS4s. I read that somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
What does that say for Hyperion, though? Turning down $2 million here. And Amiga is saying that for as little as $25,000, they should be getting the object in the source code. And Hyperion said, no. You still owe us money for all the other bills that we incurred while doing this. So, I mean, what does that say about Hyperion?
That's an excellent question. $2 million isn't all too much for operating system anyway, but they were supposed to finish this in about, what was it, under a year, or was it 2 years or something? They were going to use the source code from 1.3, 1.5, and 1.9, but they only got 1.3, is that right? No, 3.1.
Yeah, 3.1 and from the entire version 3 series, they were supposed to use the source code, and they never got their hands on it for some reason, so they ended up having to start from scratch or something like that.
I think they started with
Did they start with 3.1?
3.1, yeah.
3.1, okay. So
I think so. I read that somewhere, but I can't really say.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say, I mean, I can understand why it would take so long. I mean, if they were expecting 3.9, which was the most up-to-date version of it, Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't take them that long to go from there. I would have think they would have gotten it in 2 years. But I mean, if they had to go from the older source code, they had to build all that stuff back up because Hyperion didn't do 3.1 anyway. 3.5 and 3.9. It was who I forgot the name of the company who did that. It was
Hagen
Brothers, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Hagen Partners.
Hague Partners. Yeah, that was it.
I'm wondering if – I assume Hyperion is pretty much all their chips are in and pushed to the table, and they're just going to say, hey, we might even be able to get rights, full rights to the source code and Amiga. You know, are they thinking that this is just – they're going to own everything and they own the source code, they own OS 4? Mm-hmm. I mean, is that what they're trying to achieve?
Possibly.
Might be.
Yeah, I mean, well, look at it now. Now you've got now you're starting to see rumors that maybe, well, I don't know if you've seen them, but from what I can tell, it looks like they're trying to move themselves into a position where they can start selling OS 4. I mean, look, the pictures of Yubu on the same 440 board that are on Amiga World. I mean, what does that tell you? I think that's what's – and that was going to bring me to the next point I was going to bring up. What does Hyperion do now that the injunction, you know, is off their shoulders? Do they move on like they were going to with porting OS 4 to SAM or any other board that looks good? I mean,
it seems to be the direction they're going with this latest U-boot pictures and everything. They're up on the 8Cube Systems website, so I guess it seems they're probably racing ahead.
I think A-Cube and Hyperion, maybe they are progressing and working ahead. Will anything ever be released until the court is over with? I think it would be stupid if they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might fall
and
back
even
off.
Putting in too much effort into it would be kind of odd if it only gets yanked away from them anyhow.
Yeah, that's true. That would be kind of a bonehead thing to do, but... I mean, maybe they're feeling their oats. Maybe they think the court case is going to go in their favor, so they don't have anything to worry about.
Sure.
Just going to have to wait and see. It's always
not much else to do, is it?
can we start? I want to just start arguing and calling each other names, and you know, all three of us while we talk about it, just well, so it doesn't seem natural.
More controversial.
You know? Yeah, exactly. Because I mean, that's what happens on all the forums, and it's getting rather nasty.
Mike, you knucklehead.
Yeah, you, Sean, you hungover.
Yeah. Be nice.
Can't say that, can I?
No.
Rich, I hope your parents die, you know, or something like that. I mean, there are some horrible things being said.
Yeah, just, I mean, it's
like, get a life.
I don't know.
What's next? Death threats and prank phone calls.
All right, let's move on here. A-Cube, and I don't even know, I'm not sure how to pronounce this. Is it Newsom? The open bounty for Eros, the port to SAM 440?
It sounds good to me.
I think so.
Newsom? Yeah, I mean, as far as the pronunciation. But yeah, I think the whole thing is a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, any way to get you know, Eros or Amiga OS 4 or Morph OS onto as much hardware as possible, hell yeah, do it. Mm-hmm. That's what I say.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Okay. Boy, we got to find some more controversial subjects here. This podcast is pretty short, which is going to be good for my bandwidth. All right, so next up on the list is Tau Group going into administration, which I guess basically means they're bankrupt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's,
and what
that's
does that
seven.
Mean?
I guess their assets are going to get sold off and their IP is going to get sold off, that kind of thing, to pay the bills.
Yeah.
The question is, what will happen with Amiga DE and that sort of stuff? They developed it.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
That's another good question. Does Amiga Inc. Now, they own the IP for Amiga DE, correct?
Yes.
I mean, we haven't really heard anything new about Amiga DE in how long since they announced OS 4?
Couple of years.
So, I'm pretty much going to think that horse is dead.
Yeah, I see a pattern here.
Oh, enlighten us, Sean. Enlighten us.
Well, you know, I mean, all of a sudden, obviously they knew about Tau's woes. Obviously, Amiga has come to realize that Amiga DE is really a waste of time. Mm-hmm. That whole platform is a waste of time. And they're obviously going into some form of bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. Amiga's focusing their attention back to OS 4, or I guess maybe for the first time OS 4, and everything's just kind of, you know, happening all at once. And I don't think – I wasn't shocked to hear about Tal at all.
Yeah. It's a shame, though. This Amiga DE scene, I think, seemed very interesting.
Concept was very cool. Just, you know, I'm not going to say it's not going to come back. I think that's even – I think Bill's even said that in the last interview. He's – God knows how long ago that was, that, you know, they're still trying to pursue that. And I don't know. I just – I think right at this point, it's – you know, there's no development for it. There's nothing happening with it. You know, if that whole concept is going to go more towards, you know, OS 5 or whatever, great. But I just hope that I want OS 4 to happen, and they can worry about the other things later.
Well, I don't even think a lot of members of the community even liked Amiga DE. I mean, you always, I've always seen them just rip it apart in the forums. I don't know if it's even going to be worth for them to keep DE going if the community is not going to like it, unless they can sell it outside the community. I mean, do you think they could sell it outside the Amiga community? They could find a new user base for it?
On mobile, I don't think it's possible.
Yeah, that's true. Mobile's the new, you know, the new happening thing, I guess. Look at the iPhone. So everybody's ready to kill their firstborn to get an iPhone. So all right, let's move on to the Kent Center in Washington State. Amiga tells the Kent Reporter, which is the local newspaper, hey, we're good for that $2 million, $3 million there for naming. Or is it $10 million? I think it was $10 million, wasn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, they're good for the money. That's what they're saying to the Kent Reporter newspaper up there.
How much was it supposed to pay in cuts a month or something? $20,000 or something? I'd say they're good for that.
Maybe. And a lot of speculation was, where are they getting all this money? Is it from that venture capitalist that invested in them?
Oh, it'd have to be.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like going to your parents and saying, can I borrow a few $1,000 to put my name on an event center? how would that go, you know? I used to get nervous just asking my parents for the car back in high school, you know?
Well, I mean, what revenue are they generating?
That's a good question. They don't have OS 4. They don't have. I haven't seen anything with Amiga DE. I can't think that those mobile games that they're selling through Microsoft and on their website is generating too much money.
Oh, what's the emulation thing they got going on right now? But yeah. Nevertheless, I mean, I think for, I mean, many years they've been kind of in a vacuum. I always found it interesting that, you know, they came out of bankruptcy and all of a sudden they're. It just blew my mind when I read that. And
look at the wad of cash we got. Yeah.
Yes. Wow. You know,
they went to a loan shark or something.
Bill probably won the lottery or something. Put it all on Amiga. I don't know.
maybe either that or he took a trip to Vegas and he got real lucky. Maybe.
What's the latest with kentreporter.com?
Well, I went. There's nothing new on there that I saw. I went to the Kent City Council webpage.
Mm-hmm.
It was on the agenda for June 19th, and I checked. The minutes for June 19th are not up on the website yet.
Okay.
So I think what they do is it looks like that. What they do is they put them up in monthly blocks. So
gotcha.
I guess we're gonna have to wait until July to see what happened, and we'll just come back to that maybe, you know, episode 3 or 4 or something. Wait until it happens.
We might see something happening over the weekend, though. I mean, it is up for all the weekend, 19th, just the other day.
Yeah. So who knows? Maybe something will happen. I was actually thinking when I was putting the list of stuff we were going to talk about today together, I was actually thinking about calling the city clerk and seeing if they had the minutes and when they were going to post them online, that kind of thing. So I don't know. Maybe I'll do that, and I'll just throw up a little addendum there with the show notes. So ask her to send them to me. Yeah.
Ask her to be part of the podcast. You know?
Yeah, that's it. How would you like to be famous? 700 people will listen to your voice, hang on your every word.
Oh my!
But all right, I guess we're just gonna have to wait and see about that. So let's take a quick break. Stick around. We'll be back. Mike Blackburn, Sean Fitzgerald, and I'm Rich Lawrence.
Just Not Right, the podcast, is proud to announce A contest with prizes!
Can you imitate a cartoon, celebrity, or anybody else badly?
You damn Mises to pieces!
Oh my gosh, does that suck?
If you can, record it on an MP3 and send it to jake.cordova@gmail.com for your chance to win one of two fabulous prizes. Just Not Right, the podcast. Good Bad Impression Contest!
Now that is a man who has eaten a lot of beef.
See more at notrightpodcast.com.
All right, we're back. Segment two, Rich Lawrence, Sean Fitzgerald, and Mike Blackburn, contributing editor over at Amiga Guide Magazine, brand new magazine. And let's talk about AQ Systems and Crux Linux, both those teams announcing their cooperation. Looks like they're going to have a PPC version of Linux for the SAM 440 coming out.
Yeah, it should be good. Crux is specializing in PPC Linux, or the PPC team. They had a special PPC team, I think. So this should be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I use Linux myself. I mean, and I used it as a desktop for a long time, so that'd be nice, you know, dual boot Amiga OS 4 and Linux system. Sean, you ever use Linux?
Oh, sure. I've played with it many, many, many times, different distros. I got Ubuntu on my dual boot on my hard drive, my laptop. Never has gotten me to say, oh my God, that's all I'm ever going to do is Linux. The Linux community can be very splintered and just as caustic as the Amiga community, yes, to be honest with you. But I still get a thrill out of putting in a new distro and checking it out. But it's not my primary OS. I'm glad that A-Cube is getting a port because obviously, you know, that's part of the market they're trying to get into with the SAM 440. But, you know, also there was the whole Amiga side to it that's just not going to happen for them. Well, who knows when that's going to happen. You know, they needed to do something. So I'm glad they had that relationship mashed out with Crux.
Yeah. So this will be good. I'm looking forward to this. All right, let's move on to another new Amiga magazine, Amiga Hellas. It's a Greek magazine. It was just released, and you can get their low res and high res scans on their website, mag.amigahellas.gr. And I haven't checked it out yet myself. Welcome, naturally, because any kind of new magazine into the Amiga community is going to be good. You know, that's more eyes looking at Amiga and more hits on the web and that.
Hopefully it will be an eye-opener for more people start speculating in Amiga again.
Is this a printed magazine in Greece?
I don't know. Let me. You know what? What the hey? Why don't I just pull up the website real quick here and?
I think as much as I appreciate printed magazine, I think the key is to really have it, you know, online available. Kind of like what Amiga Guide is doing. It doesn't burden the magazine looking for profit or to be able to keep it afloat. You know, where if you're printing out an 80-page periodical, it's just extremely expensive.
It looks here. I mean, there's a picture that looks like a magazine cover. Mm. It looks like an Amiga 3000 or a 4000 on the cover. You know, it looks like it's laid out, but I don't see anything about subscribing or ordering anything. Just the low res and the high res links. So I'm gonna say it's electronic. It's, you know, it's just online only.
It looks good though. I've run through it really quick here, and it looks like they have some interesting articles. But,
yeah, it does.
Too bad we can't read them.
Yeah, that would be great. I wonder if these guys speak English. We can get them on the show too. So,
I think is that a 1000 that's on the cover?
Maybe that is a 1000.
Yeah, it's a 1000. Yeah,
is it?
Yep.
I can't. Oh wait, yeah. Oh yeah, it is. Look at the right hand side of the. Yeah. Okay, I see it.
So I'm sure it has something to do with the article. Has something to do with emulation. I'm sure.
Probably. Yeah. Well, I've always wanted a 1000. I know they're not, you know, the most powerful of the Amigas, but I just want one for the heck of it. Plus, I got one of those Genlocks for an Amiga 1000, and I want to play with it. So,
That's reasonable enough there.
Going to, is it a1000.org? Is that what the web address, the URL is? It's a German, I think, German language group for A1000 hackers. Yeah, it's pretty.
Just,
well, anyhow,
with one of those generic, link pages. So gotcha. A1000.org is not it. So.
It's something to that effect. If you guys, if someone's listening, let me know because I forgot what the URL is, and it's always fun to look at some of the hacks that they do.
Yeah, post it in the show notes. Somebody post it in the comments for the show notes, and you know, I'll make sure it gets up to the front page with the show notes for this show, just because we talked about it and it's kind of cool. So. All right, let's move on. Obligement Magazine hits 1,000 articles. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, congratulations to them.
Yes, congratulations. Absolutely. And they've got this really cool interview. Yeah, Carl Seneth used to be with Amiga. I mean, Commodore.
Oh, when they had the meeting in France? Is that what you're talking about? The Rebel conference?
I think so.
Rebel conference? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was it.
It's probably how they met up, yeah.
Yeah, because they didn't an interview with them for the and now they've released it for the 1,000th article. Go check it out. It looks like it'd be a good read. Well, that's all I've got from here. Anything else you guys want to bring up?
We were talking about a couple quick things at break. You know what? Here's the thing that's very funny because I'm probably going to pronounce it wrong. Okay. But I wanted to talk about those folks that are doing some software ports for games for OS 4.
Just remember, we're laughing with you, not at you.
Is it Proust? Proust?
Proust
Maybe,
software?
Mike, you could help me out with that? Okay. P-R-O-O-P-R-O-O-S-T-S software. Well, Proust software. Nevertheless, they are going to go with a port. They're claiming they're going to have a port ready for some of their games, Linux and Windows-based games on that platform. The whole Racer OS 4, and there's some discussion about it. And you know, and what do you guys think about? You know, as soon as a message like that is posted on a news message, and then all of a sudden someone goes right into it and says it's a hoax. This is garbage. Look at the screenshots. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I played with Racer on Linux, and I must say it's really a great emulator, car simulator, that sort of stuff. And it's been ported to Mac, and I think it's been ported to Mac PPC. So it shouldn't be a big problem to have it ported to the OS 4. I mean, I think it's open source, even, isn't it?
Yes, I think it is.
It shouldn't be that big of a problem.
Yeah, I don't know why, you know, all of a sudden folks are just so hasty and just saying, you know, they were supposed to come out with a game, they never did, now they're just saying this, and it's all garbage. I say, you know what, who cares? It's it's free. You know, it's not like they're going to ask for any money from you. You know,
if they've got screenshots of an actual working piece of software, where is the intelligence in coming right out in the OP, the opening post, and saying it's a hoax? Where is that?
I don't know.
I don't understand that. I really don't.
Can we all just get along?
Yeah, come on.
I'm so cliche. I know.
Let's everyone kiss and make up and be friends.
Yeah, yeah. We you know what we need to do? We need to do like a global Amiga kegger. You know what I mean? Let's throw a dart on a map of the world and say, okay, next year we're all going to meet there. There's going to be lots of kegs. We're all going to be friends again. You know?
Well, let's get something done. Professional dart thrower because we don't want to end up in Antarctica.
You're right.
So we all be in Iraq or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be good. The green zone in Baghdad.
So, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Oh,
all right, anything else you guys want to talk about?
We got to make sure we plug Amiga Guide. And if you could, Mike, give the URL again.
Yeah, Amiga Guide Magazine.
And Amiga Web.
AmigaGuide.net and AmigaWeb.net. And, we have that, this program will be out after that interview, won't it? With Bilbox and Rachel Monesco, Irk Session, the 24th, actually tomorrow.
You've got an IRC session with them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Do you have hard-hitting questions planned?
I have a few. I have about 20 questions I've written down. I at least want to get answered. If none of the community can get close to those questions, I'll just bombard them with everything from pretty obvious questions to some less obvious, I hope.
Kudos to you for asking some questions, because I hope we get some questions answered. But I hear that just like Bill, he's extremely charismatic face-to-face, just the way he talks, and he's a very approachable guy. So I hope sometime I cross paths with him and maybe get some off-the-record type of information.
they wanted to meet people in Belgium, and they were going to buy him a beer or something like that.
That's where we should have the kegger.
Yeah.
That's it. Belgium. Yeah. Go for the first round.
What's happening in the summer?
Get McEwen over there. I'm sure he'll like a drink. Come on.
Yeah, or cheese.
I mean, after that lamb basting in court with the injunction, I'm sure he needs a drink right now. So, I know. Let bygones be bygones between you. Let the two Bills come together in peace for the Amiga community.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That would be nice.
It would.
A photo op of both of them, hugging or something.
It would be sort of like the meeting between Bill Gates and Jobs the other month.
Yeah.
Well, Jobs kind of he ripped Gates pretty good, so but that would still be cool in my opinion. All fun natured stuff.
Oh yes.
Maybe a kiss on the cheek, no tongue, but.
Oh. There's an
Oh, no, the pictures.
Image. Yeah. Okay. All right. I've had my fun. Let's see. Sean, your blog.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's a blog at a standstill right now, but yeah. Thanks. I appreciate
this episode.
I figured, why not? I'll start a blog. I always am curious about alternative operating systems. There is a website called... well, you know what? I don't have the URL in front of me, but it's allos.org, I believe, or something of that nature. And, it got me talking more and thinking more about alternative OSs and trying them out. And I always like to try things. And I figured I'd start a blog and mention the different things I'm playing around with. And right now I have a project underway where I am going to try to commit myself to use an SGI Silicon Graphics Indie R5000 workstation for an entire month as my sole platform, aside from what I have to use at work. If anybody's interested, the URL is, it's called Something to Do with a U. Something, somthintodu.blogspot.com. And check it out.
Sure. Good luck with that anyway.
Yeah,
thanks.
I want to find out about that Silicon Graphics thing. I want to see how that works for you. That'd be interesting to see. So, I'm serious. I really want to. I want to see how
it
works.
It is cool. It's always. It's just like you and the Amiga 1000. You've always wanted one to play with, and same thing with an SGI workstation. When the Indie was released, it was a machine that made it a little more feasible for you to have a Unix graphics workstation. And when I saw it when it was released in I think 93, 94, I thought it was so cool. Finally, a couple years ago, I saw one on eBay. They're going really cheap now, by the way. Snatched one up, and they're fun to play with.
Awesome.
CDI, are they bankrupt now? What's happening there?
I think they're okay.
I heard something about
but
that.
There was some bankruptcy. There was some bankruptcy protection, I believe, but I think they're okay. They just landed this huge contract with... is it NASA?
Oh, that'd be
some governmental contract. Nevertheless, the OS, the derivative Unix OS that they use, they no longer support it. So it's dead as far as that's concerned from Silicon Graphics. They're kind of doing the Linux thing and what have you. But nevertheless, there's still a kind of a cult following of them, and it's a very intriguing platform.
I'm, like I said, I'm looking forward to seeing how that works for you for the whole month.
Oh, my God.
Take some pictures of your frustration, too.
It might just be a week. I don't know. We'll see.
Day, a week, a month, who knows?
I'm going to give
it felt like a month.
I'm going to give it my best.
All right. Well, good luck to you on that. Mike, thanks for joining us here on Amiga Roundtable.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
Sooner or later, I want to make a permanent panel with, one guest, because just trying to get, it's trying to get so many guests into one episode is, it's like trying to herd a cat.
Can't do it.
It's like using, stick and catnip. That don't work. Cattle prod, you don't want to, you don't want PETA on your butt. So there you go. But thank you again for AmigaGuide.net and AmigaWeb.net and Mike Blackburn, contributing editor for Amiga Guide magazine. All right. I'm Rich Lawrence. When we come back, we'll wrap things up for Amiga Roundtable, and we'll be right back.
Remember the old days of dial-up BBSs?
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
So do we. And that's why you want to listen to the Carrier Whistle Podcast. The Carrier Whistle is your podcast for the old-school BBS scene of yesterday and today. Stop by our website, podcast.amigaz.org.
Go ahead, type it in your browser.
And download the latest episode.
Get the latest episode.
The Carrier Whistle Podcast, a production of AmiZed Studios and the Amiga Z BBS.
Ooh, I just love podcasts.
That wraps it up for episode 2 of Amiga Roundtable. I want to thank Mike Blackburn from Amiga Guide Magazine at AmigaGuide.net and AmigaWeb.net for joining us. If you have any comments or questions about Amiga Roundtable, stop by our website, www.amigaz.org, and let us know, or you can email us at AmigaRoundtable@gmail.com. Amiga Roundtable is a production of AmiZed Studios and the Amiga Z BBS. For my co-host, Sean Fitzgerald, I'm Rich Lawrence. Thanks for listening.